it happened here. It is an institution as old as racism is long, rooted in hatred, used to inflict pain and fear, tortured thousands and thousands all over this nation. As American as slavery, it happened here. Racial terror lynchings. A mob of people putting a person to death without court sanctions, without a trial, with rage, with pain, with fury. White men murdering black men make themselves law enforcer, executioner, judge, and jury. It is torture, hanging, bodies buried alive, dragged by trucks, gunned down, beat to death with whips and chains. It is bodies dismembered in group gatherings. It is public displays of vicious attacks, murderous acts. It is revenge tactics. It is human slaughter, taking justice into one's own hands, group killings. It's their version of law and order. It's a brutal reminder. It's a message that is clear, a dastardly disgrace at the center of our culture. It happened all over this country, and it happened here. Beneath the buildings and towers, the skyscrapers and glass ceilings that tease that beautiful grand skyline, beneath the sports arenas and football fields, the parks and parkways that fulfill their promise of light moments, of joy and ease and of good times. There is dark in this land. There's blood at the roots. There is injustice fertilizing the soil, bearing life, growing fruit, one life cycle at a time, from one generation to the next. This injustice will grab hold of your future. It won't let you forget. It will remind you every opportunity it gets. It will manifest itself in systems. It will show you that things are never as just as they might appear. It will require you to remember and react. And though we cannot get life back, we must remember it happened here. We must remember the life taken with no regard, the unyielding pain that it cost that person's family, or the gaping hole that it left in their community, or the fact that their murder becomes their story and their legacy, that hatred so deep can make a group of others rob another human of living and dying in dignity, that to stand and watch as a life is taken without empathy, without pain, without hurt, without feeling something, anything, is the greatest of all tragedies. We must remember the tragedies. Remember that it happened here, that it happened to those occupying this space. The people, the injustice, the cruelty is a sad, cold reality that cannot and will not ever be replaced. There is a haunting over this land. And those who question why we need to conjure up these spirits, why we need to unearth this pain, often benefit from silence. Some continue to perpetuate the violence. Maybe their grandparents and great-great-grandparents were compliant. Or maybe they once took justice into their own hands, and for generations after generation, they have chosen to deny it. So we stand in the truth of what has transpired. Listen with broken hearts to the stories that have stained this land. Hate the history with every ounce of our existence, while seeking to repair and maybe understand the generational impact of this brand of trauma and everything that it will take to heal a pain that has been compounded for over 100 years. We honor that a step forward in the process is allowing ourselves space to process the truth of racial terror lynchings is that it happened here.